Well, it's 11 after 4 South African time. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning, the 5th of Jumad al-Ula, 1444. Let's welcome our beloved listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, our beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved senior respected honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Wednesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallahu khairan, Mawlana Arafat. Barakallahu feekum to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا إِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 5th of Jumad al-Ula, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, we focus on chapter 24, Surah An-Nur and verse number 3. In yesterday's lesson, we mentioned to you, when a person who's not married, he commits fornication, then he and she, the boy and the girl, male and female, both will be given 100 lashes and they'll be flogged in public, so that it will be a deterrent to the community and society that we promote and advocate a pure and a chaste society. Now many a time this couple have eloped, they fell in love with one another. Now after the punishment or before the punishment, what should they do? So Almighty Allah teaches us, chapter 24 and verse number 3, Azani, la yankihu illa zaniya. This fornicator, he should not marry, but accept the lady with whom he committed this crime. Or he will not be interested in getting married to a chaste lady, because chapter 24, verse 26, Almighty Allah teaches us, Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin, wal-Khabithuna lil-Khabithat, the impure male for the impure woman, and the immoral woman for the immoral man. And that will normally be the trend, as you see today, see South Africa, see Brazil, see France. You might be having more illegitimate children than the legitimate children, because freedom. So that is what happens. So this person who is a fornicator should not marry, but the fornicatress, or mushrika, or he should marry a non-Muslim, because why? It does not behove a Muslim person to commit such a heinous and serious crime. And the opposite also, Almighty Allah states, وَزَانِيَتُ, and the lady who is the fornicatress, لَا يَنْكِحُوَا إِلَّا زَانٍ أَوْ مُشْرِكٍ, and remember, she should not marry anybody but a person who himself is a fornicator or adulterer or mushrik, or a person who is a non-Muslim. But for Muslims, وَحُرِّمَ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, all this is absolutely made forbidden, haram, unlawful for the true believers. Fornication is haram, unlawful, 100 lashes each for both parties, male and female. Adultery, the death penalty in public for the male and for the female. And remember, to marry non-Muslims, also not permissible. Not permissible for a Muslim lady to marry any non-Muslim male. And that is enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 60, verse 10. La hunna hillul lahum wa lahum yahilluna lahun. It's not permissible for the Muslim lady to marry any non-Muslim person, whether he's a Jew, Christian, Hindu, Buddhist, atheist. And remember, for the Muslim male to marry the idol worshipper, all that totally haram. chapter 2, verse 221, وَلَا تَنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكَاتِ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنَ, and remember the action and the act of fornication, adultery, gay business, all وَحُرِّمَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, all this is made haram and unlawful for Muslims. But today Muslims are also involved in all these type of vices. Therefore we say we are here to propagate Islam and defend Islam and not defend Muslims. Muslims you will get all different types and kinds. Let us take you, we got a long list of news today for you. Number one, I'll call you out. Christians, you better be awake now. Your numbers, a survey taken there in Britain, BBC and the world media has carried it. First time in the history of England, first time in the history of Wales, you see that the numbers of Christians has decreased to below 50%. I told you the other day, all you Christians, that remember your religion is a dying religion. It's what we will say in Sakarat, on the throes of death. Why? Because they're taking you for a big ride. Your whole Christmas tomorrow is 1st December. Your Christmas, which is supposed to be your holy day and what have you, is a big mess. 1647, remember, the British Puritan Parliament said it's a pagan custom and they banned all Christmas celebrations in the British Puritan Parliament in 1647. Think about it. How can you say Jesus is God, is born? Jesus is crucified, but he's supposed to be God. Jesus in the tomb and buried, and he's supposed to be God. Then who's running the world? So all these are pertinent questions you need to ask your Pope. When we asked him, the answer came, there's no hope for the Pope. And remember that you need to ask your priest and your pastor. Then you jutlas, go read your newspaper, Haaretz. That remember Netanyahu is not interested in democracy. He will bring Israel completely down and burn it to the ground as long as he can stay out of jail. Therefore we say, remember, we are not speaking of every Jew. We are speaking about majority Jews, and especially in the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. So there you can see what's happening. Yesterday, those Nazis, remember the Olad and children of Hitler, that they murdered four of our brothers there in Palestine who are martyred. Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. They are the killers of prophets and messengers. They are the baby killers, and then they want to speak of peace. You come and steal our land, and when we defend it, you say, no, we're provoking you. That's an old tactic of the Jutlas and the Jews and Zionists. They like to play victim, you know, and anti-Semite. All this now that the U.S. Jews and foreign Jews, Jews in the diaspora, are fed up also of Israel. Majority of them, you go and see your Haaretz newspaper. Muslims, you also better wake up throughout the world. Our holiest places, I sent out yesterday to millions and thousands of people the message, and that is the Guardian article, how MBS Murtad bin Shaitan, is not a Muslim. He got Muslim name, but it's out of the fold of Islam. Allah is disgracing him daily. So he is just drunk for power to become the king. And remember, he's out of the fold of Islam, so we call him MBS Murtad bin Shaitan, and go read a wonderful article written by the Guardian newspaper. Well done to the Guardian. And now I address the Hindus again. We don't say every Hindu, but we will address the majority Hindus. You see, now they have this film festival, and how it works, we don't know all these things. But one Jutla, one critic of the film industry, he's a left wing, and he writes and he speaks many a time against Israel, the rogue apartheid regime. So he addressed the Indians, you know, and the politicians. He said that these films you all made, this Kashmiri files and what have you, is all a load of propaganda and other words, he said, which is speaking the truth. Remember that they want to put honey on something which is poisonous and toxic. So he spoke the truth, but both sides, you see. both sides our enemies. Quran says, chapter 5, verse 82, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies for now and the future Muslims will be the Jews and the Hindus. We don't never say every Jew, every Hindu. We never ever said that. Yes, we say, and I am repeating and reiterating, majority Jews and majority Hindus. Just look at India. Thus, the Jewish guy made all these comments, and the Israeli politicians are livid. And remember, the Indian politicians are highly upset. But the man spoke the truth, because the truth is very, very bitter. Then we come to our South Africa, and what do you see? Yesterday, Janus Walus was stabbed. And I told you that this man now has to come out. You said your constitution is the best. So now when they're practicing on the constitutional court passed the verdict. So what problem you must have? So if we know what's good for us, remember the government and the correctional service should use their brains, you know. But, you know, common sense is not so common nowadays. This man should be released and sent back to Poland and let him lead the rest of it. In South Africa, he's going to be a target for many, many people who are really upset. See, Richie Rich country, they're in big trouble. During the COVID and Corona, 39,000 samples were incorrect, and they say it led to so many people dying. That's what they say. So now all the things are coming out. I told you from day one, but you didn't believe me. My Muslim doctors were fighting, arguing with us. Our people were arguing. Today, who's proven correct? So I told you, it's not a pandemic, it's a plandemic and a scamdemic, and to make people fools, because masses are asses, remember that. Now you see, last year, January 6th in America, January 6th will go down as one of the worst days in American politics. So today and yesterday, they have passed now the verdict. Some guys are arrested for resurrection and whatever else they want to call, or insurrection and what have you. Not resurrection, insurrection. So all that is going on in America. And now the railways, or the guys working on the trains in America, they say no train will move in America. Big trouble America is facing. South Africa, unemployment is one of the highest in the world in South Africa. You see, if truth be spoken, you know, anything the ANC touches, you must remember it gets jaundiced, you know. It goes sick, you must remember. Mm. Post office, yesterday Hazrat Mohana Ahmad Sadiq Desai sent out a notice to thousands of people. They're sending out their publications, their newspaper majlis, and how many are coming back? Why? Because the post office is bankrupt. And Danel is bankrupt. SAA is bankrupt. Politics are bankrupt. So what are we doing? So rather we must remember, make social distancing with these politicians who are corrupt, who are criminals and have destroyed. Your Marikana disaster is in front of you. There's your people, mental people who passed away, 140 of them. And it just drags on and on. And why are the people not put in prison? Why are the politicians, the high profile guys, not put in prison? See, Islam says you must give them 100 lashes in public. And if it's adultery, then you must give the death penalty. What happened yesterday? Go read the Citizen. One teacher, he was teaching one, the girl there or something, biology. So he had intercourse with her. Teacher having intercourse. They use other words, but I don't want to use that. And remember with the pupil, then the pupils got wind of it. They stripped the teacher and they gave him a good thrashing. You see, when you don't have law and order, then you have anarchy, mayhem and chaos, and that is what happens, because your schools are in a total mess. Your matric certificate is not worth the paper on which it's written. Let me be clear with you, South Africans. And your school system and your medical system, all in the doldrums, hopeless, useless, because run by incompetent politicians. And now Kanye West says, I don't even know this guy, but I read, you know, and he's saying that the Americans have frozen my account. So because the man made spoke things against Israel, half of it was the truth. I thought America was a country of freedom. I thought America was a country of, you understand, freedom of expression. So why you closed it? Because it upset the Jutlas? It upset the Nazis? It upset the Zionists? Shame on you, America, and your banking system for closing Kanya's account. So remember that, at least in South Africa, we can speak the truth, you know. And for you Muslims, I sent it out to thousands of people yesterday. Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq Desai's article regarding Mufti Rafi Usmani, Rahimahullah, his janaza, over 20 pages, the booklet, a masterpiece it is. Remember that. We will put it up on our website, inshallah, all three websites. So read it with an open mind and not with jaundiced eyes. And 100% what happened there, almost 40 hours delay for janaza. Go see the academic discussion. And the English, I think the best you will find in the world. So Allah Ta'ala preserve our Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafizahullah. Great, great asset to South Africa and to the Ummah at large. And inshallah today, 8:30 to 9 will be Hamza Kara with Mawlana Zahid Khan. 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage. 1 to 2 will be Tafsir of the Noble Quran. Today our tour starts, inshallah, if you want to call it a tour, lecture tour. And today, inshallah al-Aziz, we will be in Freyheit. Around 5 o'clock or so, the program will be there in the Madrasa, Hazrat Mawlana Ismail Katrada, Rahimahullah's Madrasa. And that is for the students. And then after Maghrib and after Maghrib, we will be there in the Masjid Abu Huraira. And that is in Freyheit. So that is for today's program. Every day we will tell you where we are. So make dua. All Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, make it easy for us and accept it.
Let's start with Raymond Ustad. He says, aka China and Iran, do you know that they signed a 25-year agreement to expand ties? Does this affect the United States? Raymond Ustad.
Mr. Raymond, what you wearing? A Raymond wheel watch, my brother. Every country will do what they feel is best for them. So China knows that the West wants to marginalize them. So they will cut deals with Pakistan. They will make deals with Russia. They will make deals with Iran. Iran is busy making big, big deals with Russia as well. So we say 100% is very good because America wants its white hegemony and wants to control the whole world. But look at their human rights. I just told you of Kanye West. So his account is frozen. 20 years plus my brothers are there in Guantanamo Bay, Gitmo, and they want to come teach and preach to the world about human rights and about democracy and all these things there. So America is finished. Remember that. We just need to target the dollar and move away from the dollarization, and de-dollarization must be the status quo now, and that is what's happening. People, countries, more than 40 countries now are dealing in, you must remember, other currencies. If you know and you don't have jaundiced eyes, which was one of the best currencies in 2022? Which one, Brother Raymond? It was the ruble. So remember that. They thought they're going to finish Russia, and Putin released a statement yesterday. This war will continue for years and years. So remember, it's just the beginning of the winter. Let the winter finish 3-4 months time, and then you see what is the condition of Ukraine, Europe, NATO. Half of them will be dead, and they will not be able to survive. That is the truth of the matter, Brother Raymond.
I see the brother Yaqub says, when is the killing of innocent Palestinian people going to stop in Palestine by the Zionist, heartless disbelievers, Ustad? They are killers, murderers, Ustad.
You must remember, it's not from today. Go read the history, you must remember, of Israel and of Palestine, occupied Palestine. And 14th May 1948, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime came into existence. Before that, already they were murdering the Palestinians. Go read about the Haganah gang. Go read about the Stern gang. All is well documented and so forth and so on. But because they are jutlas and they want to have a policeman there, so therefore, this apartheid regime, no, remember, sanctions upon them, no embargo upon them. The whiteys want to rule the world and America wants to rule. And remember, the power will be from there. The capital will be Jerusalem. So it's all playing out. You must remember, they are king. You know who's their king? Dajjal. So Dajjal is their ruler. So that is why they will always try and side with Israel. I'm asking you, which European country applied sanctions? You must remember, on Israel. One, two countries, Ireland, and then will speak. Otherwise, you must, they just make a quiet diplomacy. America, they will defend them. That, you see, more than 50 times, they already vetoed things there in the United Nations. So all these people, as far as we concerned, they're haramis. They are big bees, remember. Remember that, because they support a nation that are murdering innocent people, stealing their land, stealing our mosque and everything, and then you put the gun at the head of the Palestinians and say you must negotiate. Why must you negotiate? We will sort it out our way. One settler, one bullet will settle many issues.
Sister Renelle wants to know, Ustad, how tough the British soldiers, Ustad.
So you must remember, the British soldiers, American soldiers, all of them are finished. They tired of it. They went into Iraq and then they realized it was a war of deception, lies and propaganda. No weapons of mass destruction. They murdered over 1 million innocent people, 500,000 children. They went into Afghanistan. United Nations figures, they murdered hundreds of thousands, and they injured millions of people. 45% of them were children. United Nations figures. So remember, so end of the day, they have some remorse, they have some regret, and now they fed up with their government's policy. We must get killed, we must get maimed and injured, and these chaps there, they sit in their comfortable offices. So you must remember, they are exhausted with all these wars, whether it's American soldiers, whether it is the British soldiers, whether it's NATO. Then when they came to Afghanistan, Taliban, that is their job. Remember that we rule the mountains, we rule the place. Come, come more of you. Britain came, Russia came, and there's American, Yankees came, Americans came, 48 countries came. All of them got a good threshing and a good hiding. And you must listen to Macmillan. What Macmillan said, never, ever invade Afghanistan. That is first law of politics. So remember that, because we fight for the sake of Allah. Inna Allaha Maulana wala Maula lakum. We have divine help on our side, and you don't have. They don't even believe in religion, majority of them. So therefore, you must remember, they can't fight on the battlefield. Cowards, they will just come with their helicopters, they'll come with their planes, they'll send their missiles and kill innocent people and call it collateral damage and so forth. That's what they do, the cowards. Come on the ground and see, then they get a good threshing. So they all tired, exhausted, finished now. And inshallah, and the whole landscape will change in 2023, inshallah, Aziz.
Inshallah. Anonymous says, Mufti Sahab, I watched a video last night, and this guy, he's a Muslim. So he said that was confused and read Istikhara Salah, and he got his side, but he wasn't happy. So he opened the Quran, but found no comfort. Then he opened the Bible and found comfort, and now he's a Christian, and he clearly says that he found no comfort in the Holy Quran. Ustad.
From the start, he wasn't a Muslim. He was a Muslim only by name. You must remember that. That's exactly what Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. As time progresses, the condition will get bad to worse. Yusbihu mu'mina wa yumsi kafira. In the morning, a person will be a believer. In the evening, he'll be a non-Muslim. Or in the evening is a Muslim and in the morning is a non-Muslim. Now why do you become non-Muslim? Because you must remember, you study Christianity, you study the Kuffar, Shias, all of them got the same tactics. Aurat or Dawlat, they will give them money, or you must remember, they'll give them women. You see Iran, that day Khomeini, he writes, La'anahullah, that you can make muta prostitution for 1 hour. I have his book by me, and if anybody wants, go see Tawdihul Masail. Same thing the Christians do. They'll come to your house and tell you, you know, cost of living is very high, we will pay your rental, we will pay your water and lights, we will organize for you groceries and so forth. Christianity on its own can never survive. Look at your statistics in England and in Britain. It's a dying religion. Your Christmas is a big shame, and remember that by your own parliament. So what more you want? So people who want to play on the media, you know, that I was a Muslim and now I became a Christian. So they paid agents. You must remember this type of things. Money speaks all languages. They just give them one to women or something, prostitutes, get busy with them, and he says, this is very nice, I will commit every vice, and Sunday I will go to church, I'll go in the confession box. Oh pastor, oh priest, I committed this crime, please forgive. He said, don't worry my son, don't worry my daughter, I'll pray for you, you're forgiven, and so forth. So how can it survive? You must remember this. You made everybody a sinner, so you made prophets also sinners, Allah forbid, original sin, and so forth. So come to Islam, everyone is born pure. Kullu mawludin yuladu alal fitra. Every prophet and messenger is ma'asum and protected from all type of sins and vices. Yes, mistakes can happen, but that does not constitute a sin.
I've got Adrian from Peter Marisburg. He says, what do you think, AK? Will Barack Obama and Donald Trump ever be relevant in politics again? Ustad?
You see, if you understand American politics, Biden is senile. You know that. The guy doesn't know whether he's coming or going. So you must remember, he keeps on making blunders and blunders. So he's got the ear of Obama. Obama will be advising him and so forth. So he is still relevant. You see, Trump has shot himself in the foot very, very badly. So now his own party, GOP, the Republican Party, the grand old party, they are now fed up of him also. So he has made his chances very, very slim for come back in 2024. But you know, Trump is an old hand in these things. He's wheeling, dealing, he's a master, you know. Do you know about Trump? So Trump, he made this thing also bankrupt, you know, the casino. So this type of things. So that's how they operate, you know. So you must remember this. And money, big money speaks big language there. But I think that Trump will become history and irrelevant. But Obama still, he will play a role, but not in the forefront. He will be in the back benches of the Democratic Party. And don't be surprised that his wife, she comes in, you know, in 2024, Michelle or Michelle, whatever you say. And then it's like, you know, South Africa, Mr. Zuma becomes the president and Mr. Zuma is behind. You know how it is. So it can happen. We don't know. And remember there, Mr. Obama comes in and Barack is still there. So he's got a role to play. Trump is not worried of anything. Trump's biggest disappointment in life, how the hell did I only become a president for one term? I supposed to be there for two terms. So that is his biggest disappointment in life.
I see Tulani says here that, AK, do you know that if anything happens to Jaluz, you're going to cause havoc with the AWB Ustad?
So that's exactly what I told you the other day, and you told me you agreed with me. I told you, we love South Africa, we want the best for South Africa, so why doesn't the president come out clean on Pala Pala, and it's dragging on and on and on, and where's the justice system? Justice delayed is justice denied. So remember that, just pardon Zuma, but you don't want to pardon Zuma. Why? Because Zuma will be from behind, he will put his own agenda, and maybe Mr. Zuma becomes the president of ANC, and then becomes becomes the president of the country. So they got their internal factions and internal fights. You know how divided the ANC are. And then you got all the white wings and the right wing in the whites and so forth. So there's big chaos going to go. So therefore, your easier solution, release the man tomorrow, Friday, whenever you're going to release him. And you just put him in the plane. And if he's recovered, he can travel. Send him back to Warsaw and Poland. He can go visit his family and stay there. That because, remember what's going to happen. See, in Islam, adultery, death penalty, finish. There's no burden on the fiscus, nothing. If he has to stay here in South Africa, you know what's going to happen? They will have to arrange for him security 24 hours of the day, 24 hours of the night. And what's going to happen? We, the taxpayer, we have to pay for all this. Yeah. Remember, nothing comes free, you know. There's nothing like free. We all have to pay. So why have all this burden on the fiscus? You know South Africa is in the doldrums, in every field almost. So just send the man once he's recovered and so forth. And for the 2 days, 3 days, 5 days, 1 week, he needs all the care and so forth. And then send him there. That will be the prudent thing to do. But common sense is no more common, remember that.
Ustad, I've got a message. It says, sir, I am a white boy. There is no future for me here in South Africa. Religiously, would it be a sin for me to migrate, Ustad?
You must remember that I don't know which religion you belong to, but I will give you advice that I give my Muslim brothers and sisters. Muslim brothers and sisters, that much they know that how we can practice Islam here in South Africa. We can't practice in any country in the world. Nor in any Arab country, nor in any Muslim country. You see, this is what we're doing now. We have an open discussion. You can ask any question, and I will give you the answers in the light of what true Islam, pure Islam teaches. No Muslim country will allow it, because they all fear that we will criticize their kings, we will criticize their ayatollahs, we will criticize, you must remember, the prime ministers and president and politicians. So they all want that you must just praise them and you must just be supporting them blindly, which we will not do. So for the Muslim, I always say, you must stay here. Yes, we all know crime is a big problem. We all know corruption is a big problem. But what are your options? No country wants you. So remember that how many of our people went, and today they themselves, if they're honest, they will tell you it was one of the biggest mistakes. You, my white brother, I think you're 18, 20 years old. You're looking at your future and so forth. So I will tell you the words Kennedy said. Why don't you ask what you can do for your country than rather what your country can do for you? What you think, my white boy? My bror. You understand? So what can he do for South Africa? So ask yourself that question. Leave the politics aside. Let me valuable input in South Africa. You must teach the people farming if you're an Afrikaner. Afrikaners are the best farmers in the world. If you are the Englishman, become the entrepreneur, become somebody, and you must show them that we love our country and we want the country to become better for everybody. Not only for the white man or the Indian or the black man or the Chinese man. No, for everybody. That is what you should do. You're going to migrate. What are you going to do? What are your qualifications? Your matric certificate is not worth the paper on which it's written. So my brother, I don't think it is a good decision for you to migrate. That is my 2 cents worth. Last question.
Kurt. His name is Kurt. He says he studied to be a pilot. He's listening to us.
Pilot, very good. Everybody will take you. Go to New Zealand. Go to Australia. Go to Canada. They will take you. They will have no problems. You must remember that. They're all looking for pilots. Go to Afghanistan. You must remember that. Tell them AK sent me. Say they must come serve you in Afghanistan. You understand? You need pilots and so forth. So they maybe accept you. We don't know. You must remember these things. Yeah. So that could be a good thing for you. So, but no, you can leave then. If you're a pilot, it's fine. No problem.
Let's go to Sister Linda, Ustad. Linda. Her name is Leila now. She says, what is the reward of making a non-Muslim a revert? because one of my friends is just about also to accept your faith. Ustad, Layla.
MashaAllah, you must make them Muslim, my sister Layla. For the person embracing Islam, their sins are forgiven. Make right the note there, chapter 8, verse 38. And their sins are forgiven, and they're like a newborn baby. And for you, my sister, what are the rewards? Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, وَأَيَّهَدِيَ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمُرٍ أَمَّا نَعَمْ, is better for you than all the red, red camels, better than all the red Lamborghinis and Porsche and whatever else, Ferraris. When you became, make a person Muslim, so you will get all the reward which that person good deeds is doing, the reward will come to you as well. The hadith is authentic and is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.